This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So last week I was driving to the studio, and there's usually a homeless person that is on the corner of your exit road off the freeway and then onto the road that you're turning onto. And probably maybe 90% of the time there's somebody there that's homeless. And so, you know, usually I'll have some money and I'll be able to give it and out. And when I don't have money, don't you hate that when you don't have money to give and you're sitting there in the car and they walk and they stare right at you? You know, your windows aren't tinted. And so you're sitting there and you're like, I feel guilty. I don't have money to give you right now out of my wallet because I just have credit cards. And you want to explain that. Then you try to look away, but you want to look at their sign because some of their signs are really, really good. You know, like, I saw one homeless person, he had a sign saying, yeah, I'm going to, you know, buy beer. I'm not going to lie to you. And then I've seen signs that say, you know, Obama isn't the only one that wanted change or, you know, wants change. Yeah, those are older signs. There's a lot of other funny ones. I saw one online where somebody said that his father was killed by ninjas, and so he needs to take karate lessons. And so sometimes you really do want to read, you know, what they have on their cardboard. One person wrote that they spent all their money on cardboard and markers to make the sign. So you want to give money. You want to, right? You know. So when you don't have money, it stinks because you're sitting there and you're feeling guilty and they make eye contact with you. And, you know, I'm kind of recognizable and I'm like, look, but you don't understand. I always give. Ask the guy that was here yesterday. I gave to him and I gave to the other one before. You know, and I don't want you to think I'm, you know, discriminating against you versus somebody else. I swear I gave money yesterday. And then, you know, you think to yourself, okay, well, just look away, look away. And then you hear some people lock their doors, you know, and I get it was really scary what happened the other night in Philadelphia. A 25-year-old college student was walking his dog, and he didn't have his wallet on. Somebody mugs him. Doesn't have any money, he gets shot in the chest and dies. I believe they did find one of the shooters, the assailants, alleged assailants. So, you know, you see people kind of lock their doors and all that. And so the other day, so I went and got change from the bank. So I had money in my wallet so I could roll down the window and give somebody money. So this happened, I believe, on Thursday or Friday. And as I was driving and turning the corner, and then there's a stoplight, somebody must have been following me and saw that I gave money to the homeless person. And he pulls up alongside and says, you shouldn't have done that. Quit giving them money. And I looked at him and I was like, okay, first of all, who the heck are you? Second, don't be coming up on my car, all right, because, you know, I can outdrive you. And don't be messing with me. And who the heck are you? And quit being selfish and all that. But then, all right, then, you know, I spoke to a couple people about the situation. And they're like, look, your approach to helping homeless people probably can be fine-tuned and tweaked. Now, I get it. Everybody's nervous about rolling down their windows and all that. I've never been accosted or felt endangered by somebody homeless coming up to my car. But I guess the reason why some people are anti just handing homeless people cash is because they say they'll use that money for drugs or, I mean, when I see somebody who's cachectic and looks like is malnourished, I don't care. I want to give them money. But they say a safer thing to possibly do is, one is work through the charities. That's probably ideally safe so you're not opening your car door and window and things like that. But to not hand out cash, but to hand out food. If you have bottles of water, see, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's hot. So when it's I'm, let's say, driving to work at about 8:30 in the morning. Okay, it's not super hot, but it's already 80, 90 degrees. That person's going to be dehydrated. Maybe hand them water. Some say hand them gift certificates to McDonald's, Taco Bell, because then that money will go to food. Some say just go and get a sandwich, bring it back. I don't have the time for that. You know, or if you pick up, let's say, your morning coffee or a morning sandwich, have extra. So then when you see, you know, the homeless person du jour that day, you can hand them a sandwich. You know, I personally just didn't expect to get yelled at because I thought I was doing something good. But I have to admit, I am frustrated that you just run out of cash. Now, I'm very, very blessed. A lot of us are very blessed to go get cash. But I can't stand the fact that I'm sitting there and I don't have cash and then I feel guilty. And so, you know, true, there's a lot of safety issues. So I'm not supposed to advise anybody to roll down the window and start handing things out. But I do like the idea of offering food. Now, here's the other problem, though. Some homeless people won't be able to trust that bottle of water. Is it dirty? You know, it wasn't contaminated. So I get, you know, the average person might be like, oh, I don't like that. But I like the idea of maybe gift cards, you know, that they could use and take to McDonald's as long as they don't get kicked out of McDonald's. But then again, see, that's my other problem, too. You know, what if they don't want to eat fast food? What if they, you know, want to get themselves some jicama and some, you know, cucumber? Why am I committing them to fast food, right, or a Starbucks gift card? The average homeless person doesn't want to drink a cup of coffee. Okay, they want to eat. So my recommendation is for those of you that are like, look, I want to help, but I don't want somebody driving up next to me like they did Dr. Dahlia and yelling at them for perpetuating the homeless crisis by handing out money, which I think is stupid, by the way. I get that, you know, there might be more strategic, scalpel precision ways to help the homeless. And so if you do want to help, my suggestion would be to make sure that you know, find a local charity, find those that actually work with homeless people. I get you don't want to donate to a lot of these companies because you think the money goes to the CEO, but then donate clothes, donate food. And that's another thing you could do. You know, if you have extra jackets and extra clothes, you could, now don't litter. See, I know the corner. I could totally see us, right, putting all the clothes there on the corner, driving out, and then getting in trouble for littering. But that's another thing you could do. It's cold outside. So if you want to donate something, give them a jacket. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's Martin Luther King Jr. Remembrance Day, and I love quotes. I will, you know, bring up certain quotes that mean a lot to me. And when it comes to Martin Luther King Jr., he was just, you know, wise beyond his years. And there are so many of the speeches, and if you read through his speeches and read through some of his sermons, there is so much that could be applied, unfortunately, to what we're dealing with today. And welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. So there is a lot of relevance to today. And, you know, and when I see some of his quotes, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. will say, "But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough, you can see the stars." One thing that if I had to define some of the teachings from Martin Luther King Jr. is there was positivity. There was direction. When people felt like they were they were beat. They were beaten. They were losing. Martin Luther King would give these inspiring words. Another quote that I love is, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Now, it's interesting. Some of you might be thinking about using these, you know, pieces of wisdom. Now, I think back to my family during the Holocaust. You know, just, keep going. Just, if you can make it to the finish line, some did, some didn't. In terms of when it gets dark, you could see the stars, the light from the stars. So I think back to, some of the turmoil my family had. Yeah, I think we've all had turmoil in our lives. We've all had some very, very difficult days, weeks, years in our lives. But I will never feel sorry for myself because of what my family went through. Once, when you have family that die in the Holocaust and concentration camps, I can't really complain about, COVID and business issues and things like that. However, for other people, this is, again, devastating and some of the most devastating things that have happened to their family. So, for those of you with businesses and, just trying to get through, or those of you trying to survive, a COVID illness, this, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. That's exactly what we do in medicine, in business, in teaching. As a teacher, if you had a student that didn't get it and they couldn't fly, all right, you break it down to the point where they could do the little baby steps. That's where baby steps comes from. And if you could get them to do those baby steps, then you could get them to walk. And if you could get them to, or you could get them to crawl, you could get them then to walk, you could get them to run, and then you could get them to fly. So same thing with, the economy. For those of us having, really, really trouble keeping our businesses afloat with everything going on, if there is a way that you could figure out how to crawl and just keep going. And for those of us that are looking at who's going to survive, I posted some pictures of some local restaurants and businesses that have died, because of COVID. For those of you who, can just weather out the storm and make it, I really believe that you are going to benefit, because there's going to be a lot of competition that's been gone, and then you will be the go-to. You will be where people will go to. So if you could just kind of weather it out with medicine. When it comes to fighting cancer, when it comes to fighting pneumonia or COVID, all right, our goal isn't to overnight get you from being on a ventilator to walking out of the hospital. Our goal is to getting you oxygenated and getting more organs oxygenated and allowing you to slowly breathe on your own. And it's patience. It's slow and steady wins the race. So with medicine and our approach to healing you, same thing. Same thing with diabetes. You come down with diabetes and you have high blood sugar, our goal isn't to, in 24 hours, make you non-diabetic. That's not going to happen. But if we could get those blood sugars down, if we could get you to control those blood sugars, if we could control the sequelae that diabetes can have on your eyes and your kidneys, etc., that's our goal. So, we remember Martin Luther King Jr. I'm sure many of you have, quotes that you even favor more than the ones I just said. But, it's a good day to reflect. And, he was very, very instrumental in the civil rights movement and activism and how to, approach change in America. And I think with what's been going on right now, people should read their history and take some of the words from the great Martin Luther King Jr. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have had a new development, and over the past few hours we have been told that in California they have had to halt the vaccination distribution of a lot, L-O-T, not a lot like a lot, but a specific lot of Moderna vaccine. Now, according to California epidemiologist Dr. Erica Pan, she issued a statement yesterday recommending a pause on distribution of this amount, this specific lot of Moderna, because under 10 people had a reaction within 24 hours. So she said the Moderna lot 041L20A is in question, and the pause is out of an extreme abundance of caution. They want to play it safe. Once they saw multiple side effects, they wanted to wait, reevaluate, make sure there wasn't anything wrong in terms of the batch, make sure it wasn't a bad batch, make sure there wasn't an issue in the cold chain. So the report comes after 330,000 doses from the lot have already been distributed to 287 providers. This is being reported by Fox 5 San Diego. And of those 330,000 doses, there's been less than 10 people that apparently had a severe allergic reaction. So the statement said that Moderna, the CDC, and the FDA are looking into the batch, and they reminded us that no vaccine is without risk. Now, you know, these stories don't really get taken very lightly and are well received by people, because we are prepping everybody to roll up their sleeves and get the vaccine. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how the mRNA vaccines work, because there's been a lot of questions, and I made a video on that for you guys, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But, you know, people have been a little hesitant on getting the vaccine because they've been hearing on social media there's side effects and things like that. They also distrust the media and don't know if the media is going to announce if there are side effects. So when the CDC said that there were at least 6 anaphylactic reactions, by the time people heard from the CDC, they had already either heard from their friends or seen online or seen at the hospital when they were standing in line for the shot, more than that. So I really get nervous about the lack of trust and transparency that we need to have so people realize we're not hiding something from them. Because what happens is if we go for a week or two with, oh, no side effects, everything's fine, no side effects, and all of a sudden we're going to pause using a specific lot of the vaccine, now people are like, tell me what the heck is going on. Were you keeping something from us the last few weeks? So I really encourage, and the CDC has been doing this, but I really encourage the media to embrace more of the transparency that I think our government officials are trying to do and report, you know, maybe weekly. All right, this is what happened. These were the side effects. These were without that, that won't be a sexy headline. And, you know, maybe we shouldn't talk about it. And we don't want to scare people. And we need to push the narrative. Look, the average person is scared of COVID. So I think the average person will get the COVID vaccine. We do have a questionable amount of people that might not get a questionable percentage, whether it's 50%, 45%, that already have it in their head, they're not going to get the vaccine. And these are people that made those decisions prior to any of the news. So people say to me, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, don't talk about the side effects of the vaccine, because unless people will want to get the vaccine. People have their minds made up. Those that don't, all right, it's not going to help hiding something from them. If they hear that many of the side effects is a sore arm, but people are living and then they don't get COVID, they might change their mind to get the vaccine. Or if somebody has had severe anaphylaxis or ITP, and then they hear that there might have been a case where that happened, then, yeah, they might change their mind. So, yes, I get some people might change their mind, but the majority of people have their minds made. I've planned on getting the vaccine. That's not changed, and I still will get the vaccine. And once on my date, my appointment's not for about another week and a half. So we'll keep you guys posted on what's happening in California. Again, this was only one specific lot of the Moderna vaccine. Other Moderna shots and Pfizer shots are still being administered. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is a federal holiday in the United States, marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. It is observed on the third Monday of January every year.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
King was the main spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. The domain for Parler, the conservative-friendly social media platform, was back online on Sunday with a message, "Hello world, is this thing on?" Parler CEO John Mates wrote on the website above a note from the company saying the platform would be restored after challenges were resolved. USA Radio News. China put its factory workers back to work in April of 2020. One of the reasons, China was the only major economy to show GDP growth last year. Over the holidays, Americans opened their wallets a bit more than expected. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Yes, it was incredible, and especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Ryan from Phoenix, Arizona, wanted me to explain how an mRNA vaccine does not affect our DNA. So the COVID and Pfizer vaccines, which we've talked about many times on the show, have this technology called mRNA, which is a single-strand piece of genetic material that gets injected into you with instructions. So Moderna and Pfizer have this form. There's other forms of vaccines, but the vaccine that's currently given out is the mRNA. When people hear RNA or DNA, they get very, very nervous. So mRNA stands for messenger RNA. Messenger RNA will be read by our cells, and it will have a duty to make certain spike proteins. Now, I did a video. I made a little video on this last night. So go to my Twitter or Facebook or YouTube page or website, drdahlia.com, so you could see this. But the mRNA is going to be surrounded by lipids, little oil bubbles, these little nanoparticles. So it can, from the vaccine, get into the muscle cell. When it's in the muscle cell, your muscle cell has the nucleus with its DNA, which shouldn't be touched. And then you have the cytoplasm, the inside contents of the cell. When the mRNA gets injected, and this is why I drew it out for you guys, because it's hard to explain just in words, but when the mRNA, surrounded by these lipid nanoparticles, get into the muscle cell, there are components in the muscle cell that will help release the mRNA. The cell's molecules will read what that message is. It's like a message. And the message is, look, I need to do this. Kind of like R2-D2, right? R2-D2 comes in and R2-D2 has like a message. So everybody watching this message goes, all right, guys, we got some work. They help that mRNA replicate and make the spike protein particles. Now, why spike protein? Why doesn't the mRNA have, I don't know, recipes for a Long Island iced tea? Well, because the spike protein is what is the key to fighting coronavirus. Coronavirus has a very unique shape, and it has these spike proteins on its outer shell of the virus. And we really can't identify a lot of the intricacies of the inside of the coronavirus when our immune system is looking for shapes and, you know, outer antigens to trigger it. So researchers with mRNA technology, and remember, mRNA is messenger RNA, it kind of tells the cell what to do, figured out how to code for what that coronavirus spike protein will look like. So when the vaccine enters and the mRNA enters our cell, and it goes, guys, we're supposed to make this protein. So the body knows what to look for, like a decoy. The body goes, okay. So the muscle cell will make and then demonstrate those spike proteins. Now, those spike proteins are not COVID. Those spike proteins do not cause COVID. They're just a shape. They're a little piece, and they're a protein. And because it's a protein made by the body, it shouldn't cause any danger to the cell. The cell's DNA, the DNA is kind of like the babysitter. While all this is going on with messenger RNA and the cytoplasm, the DNA is like, look, just leave me out. Now, as long as you guys don't mess anything up and ruin any furniture, I'm good. So the DNA is just sitting there still reading their magazine. While this mRNA messenger and ribosomes within the cytoplasm are helping it make these spike proteins. Now, the muscle cell has these spike proteins. Never mess with the muscle cell's DNA. Now, the spike proteins get picked up by the circulating lymphocytes. Now, lymphocytes are the blood cells that help make antibodies. So the lymphocytes go, what the heck are these? And the DNA is like, I'm out. Right? Nobody touched me. I'm out of it. The muscle cell is, we had a job to do. The messenger came in. We had to make the proteins. We did our job. Now you do yours. So the lymphocytes like, ah, we need to recognize these things, huh? So the lymphocytes make antibodies. And the antibodies now become trained. You see this spike protein, this little weird knobby thing? You need to attack it. Now, meanwhile, coronavirus is like, look at me and my spike proteins. I use my spike proteins like a key into a keyhole. And the keyhole is the ACE2 receptor on cells. You can't just block everybody's keyhole because the ACE2 receptor does a lot of things. But the coronavirus is like, I go into the body, there's Dr. Dahlia, her mouth is always open, she's always talking, I could get, you know, into her eyes, she doesn't wear glasses anymore, so I could, you know, because she had LASIK, so I could get into her eyes, I could get into her nose, her mouth is always open, and then I got the key, I'll find the ACE2 receptor keyhole, then I could get into the cell and have the cell make more coronaviruses, and then I could go infect her, maybe she'll finally go off air and quit boring everybody to death. So my antibodies, hopefully, once I get the vaccine, I'm like, all right, guys, all right, are we ready? Are we ready for the enemy when he comes around the bend? And somebody's like, why don't we just do something to close Dr. Dahlia's mouth? Lymphocytes like, not above my pay grade. We're just supposed to make antibody against the coronavirus spike proteins. So the antibodies are like, I think preventing Dahlia from getting the virus would be better, but okay. So, which is true. Just try not to breathe in somebody else's coronavirus. That's why we use barrier methods like masks and social distancing. So now the antibodies are ready. The antibodies are like, all right, where is this spike protein that we've been waiting for? And all of a sudden COVID comes into the body. And COVID is thinking, I could just go right up to the key and go in and get what I need to. And no. Now there's antibodies saying, you're out of here. Bounce. The COVID's like, well, I don't want to bounce. They're like, you're going to bounce. Right? So the antibodies fight the COVID. COVID can't come in and infect my cells. The proteins that were used to induce the immune system dissolve, go away. Those proteins are rich on the muscle cell, they go away. The muscle cell still lives its normal average life, DNA untouched, but we were able to make our body create antibodies to a piece of the COVID virus. That is not COVID, won't infect, won't hurt, won't cause. People will ask me, why, Dr. Dahlia, is the spike protein not causing COVID? Because the spike protein has to, you know, fit the keyhole of the ACE2 receptor. And, you know, the reason why is, remember, how COVID hurts and kills is COVID enters the human cell, and then the cell has to make more COVID. It replicates within the cell bursts, and then all those viruses find new cells, go into those cells, and then cause more COVID to be made. When it does that in the lungs, it can cause inflammation and cytokine storm and then acute respiratory distress syndrome. These little proteins, they don't do that. They don't make a cell make a virus. So it's just a little protein shape that our antibodies have to identify. So I hope that clarifies. Keep the questions coming. These are great questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But the mRNA vaccines are a technology that's here to stay. When people ask, well, then why are people getting sick or having side effects from the vaccine? It could be the immune system, while the immune system is starting to beef up and learn the spike protein, or it could be some of the adjuvants that's within the vaccine that has to help the mRNA get to our muscle cells. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week we were told that 23 people had died in Norway who were seniors over the age of 75 after receiving the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Now the number has jumped to 33, but today Norway has said that there is no direct link, apologize for hitting the microphone, no direct link to the COVID vaccine and these 33 deaths. That's a good sign, right? And what makes this a little tricky for older people and seniors is, again, can we believe the media? Is there a cover-up? Or was there an over-exaggeration of news that really didn't have to involve the COVID vaccine? So, as Norway is rolling out their vaccine, as we are here, Norway already started to vaccinate their 80-year-olds and their over 75s. And many 80-year-olds and 75-year-olds were in an assisted living facility. Now, unfortunately, in assisted living facilities or nursing homes or senior facilities, things happen. Right? Our life expectancy has dropped maybe a little bit, but for the most part, we've been living well until our 70s and 80s. So if you have an 82-year-old or an 84-year-old who dies, right, what caused that? Is it old age? Is it that they had a heart attack? They had a pneumonia? They had a stroke? These things happen. You know, we could maintain our blood pressure fairly good as kids, but then when we get older, we're like, gosh, why is my blood pressure out of control? You know, or why is my cholesterol high? Or why is my blood sugar high? Well, for the majority of us, we're able to control it, but then once we get older, we start to lose some of those mechanisms. We could control it. So unfortunately, in the older population, we will see more strokes. We will see heart attacks. You know, diabetes out of control. Infections. You know, young lady might get a UTI, not think anything of it. An older woman could get a UTI. It could turn into sepsis and she could die. So what they believed might have happened with the Pfizer vaccine in Norway is the side effects that can happen with the vaccine, maybe muscle soreness, fever, nausea, you know, just not feeling right. They thought that what possibly happened was those side effects were just too severe for an older person. What might be mild for a 40-year-old would not be mild and cause morbidity for an older individual. So that's what we were told last week. Now they're saying, no, they don't believe there's a direct link. Now, some people will say, well, what if they were primed for a heart attack and the injection pushed them over? That's a tricky topic. You know, people will, let's say, have a heart attack while having sex with somebody. And the person they had sex with said, it was my fault. I should have never had sex with them. I should have never had sex with them. And I tell that person, you know, if it wasn't you, it would have been somebody else. Not having sex with them. But if having sex put that person in cardiac arrest, then that heart was never healthy to begin with. And anything could have put him in cardiac arrest. Car accident, having to slam on the brakes, winning the lottery, winning a royal flush on a slot machine, or a poker machine. So, you know, if somebody is that vulnerable where, you know, they can't get a vaccine without unfortunately dying a few days later, then that means their health wasn't in good condition. Now, well, now what? We need to vaccinate people that are vulnerable. Our hospitals are full of vulnerable people fighting COVID. So is the vaccine too strong? Now, that's a tricky question. We've noticed with flu that we have to give seniors a stronger flu shot. Apparently, the regular flu shot might not do enough for a senior, where we have to do the Fluad or something with an adjuvant to help induce and strengthen the immune response, because sometimes the flu shot is not strong enough to induce an immune response that an older person might have trouble creating an immune response in those antibodies I just spoke about on air as easily as a younger person. So we kind of have to help it along. We have to kind of make the shot or the vaccine super spicy to kind of get, you know, the troops all ready and more of an immune response. So there's a chance that maybe the adjuvants could be too much for some seniors. There's a chance that, you know, some human bodies just don't want to be asked to make a strong immune response. But again, we're fighting a deadly disease. So Norway is saying of those 33 people that died, they can't find a direct link to the vaccine. Now, does that mean that the vaccine is still 100% safe? Nothing is 100% safe. No, nothing's 100% safe. That's why we're seeing this pause in California, because some people were reacting to one of the vaccine lots. We knew this would happen. We knew that there would be people having reactions to the vaccine. We knew there would be people dying from the vaccine. And that's what made it very, very difficult for us doctors and medical providers to say, everybody get the vaccine, because we knew there was going to be some side effects. Whenever you vaccinate millions of people all at once, we're going to see the side effects more all at once, and the numbers are going to look higher than when you look at all the numbers throughout all the decades of prior vaccination. However, when you see the numbers of COVID and you see what's happening in the hospitals, you have to make a choice. And unfortunately, health officials always have to make the choice. They have to outweigh the risks from the benefits. And if we believe there's going to be more people benefiting than being at risk from the shot, we recommend it. If we think the shot is too risky, we pause and we say, let's hold the phone. That's what's going on there. Now, some of you are very excited with this next headline, where marijuana, some strains of marijuana, don't be all excited, okay, don't be trying to find the roach in the bottom of your car. Some strains of marijuana might help prevent severe respiratory syndrome or an acute respiratory distress syndrome from COVID. Now, that's not every strain. We know that cannabis inflames the lungs. Okay, I know everybody's excited going, yay, woohoo, good, we're going to legalize marijuana. Stocks for marijuana have been going up because, you know, Biden might move to legalizing marijuana, so everybody's all excited about the whole marijuana industry. People are making money, they're making bucks on marijuana. I'm seeing people stand outside lines, these marijuana stores getting marijuana. However, keep in mind, some extracts can actually be deleterious, worse for your lungs. So you need to be very careful. But this is a study coming from the University of Lethbridge, and they found that certain extracts in marijuana, specifically strains 4, 8, and 14 of cannabis sativa, not indica, but sativa strains, might down-regulate or slow down certain cytokines. Now, these cytokines, we talked about cytokine storm. Remember I told you how some people are having a real dramatic, you know, response to COVID and it starts to consume their lungs? The cytokines, which are cells and they're proteins involved in our immune system, they include interleukins and tumor necrosis factor and things like that, they all of a sudden get triggered, and then you end up not so much dying from all this virus in your lungs, but because of all the fluid and the inflammatory fluid and the inability to breathe. You go into an acute respiratory distress syndrome. Those who survive will get lung scarring. Well, they found with strains 4, 8, and 14, they found a downregulation of some of these interleukins and cytokines, which could possibly help prevent the storm, prevent respiratory distress, prevent death. Now, this is very new. I'm not telling anybody to go and smoke weed because, again, many strains are adulterated. Many strains are contaminated. You know, sometimes there's mold on these strains, and you don't know exactly what you're getting. But if we do find that certain extracts work, we could then helpfully use those to help fight marijuana. Help fight COVID. Very cool stuff. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.